Coming to a screen near you very soon, the documentary simply titled Hillary. I know you've been waiting with bated breath, sitting on the edge of your chair, just waiting, getting the popcorn ready. Hillary, 4 hours of pure cinematic pleasure, apparently. A fiery new documentary, Trump's The Regrets on Trump, Harsh Words for Bernie, Nobody Likes Him, and so much more. Four-part Hulu series, premiering at Sundance. And it was put together with nearly 2,000 hours of campaign footage, planned to turn it into a documentary, and then she found a guy to pull it all together, and then a director. The only requirement for the director, it had to be a woman. No men allowed. Yeah. That's the way you should run the railroad. Anyhow, it's described as a puff piece, basically a very flattering piece for her. That's from the Hollywood Reporter saying it's a very flattering piece on Hillary, but it does go into Monica Lewinsky. It goes into election night 2016 and a whole lot of other things. But she takes the time to attack Bernie Sanders, and she slams Bernie Sanders. Nobody likes him. Nobody wanted to work with him. He didn't get anything done, were some of the comments from her. And asked about this out on the campaign trail, Democrat candidate for president Tulsi Gabbard, outspoken as she is, didn't mind weighing in on Hillary Clinton and her negative, nasty comments for Bernie. 3 years after the election, she's still slamming on Bernie Sanders. And I want you to hear this. Bite number six with Tulsi Gabbard. Bite six. Go.
It's time to grow up. You know, this isn't high school. We're talking about real challenges that our country needs to address and the need for real leadership to focus on them, not on what's going on in Washington and the schoolyard cliques or whatever else it may be. There are real issues that people are struggling with, and they're wondering, why are our leaders not working for us? This is why I'm running for president, to change that, because Washington is so disconnected from the reality of what people are dealing with every day. There are people dying because of this opioid epidemic every day. This is what our leaders should be focusing on, among many other issues.
And there you have it, Tulsi Gabbard not afraid to step in and say, grow up. The schoolyard nonsense needs to stop. Of course, she has the same thing to say about the president, but here we are. Hillary Clinton back in the spotlight, and it begs the question. With all of this attention, the book tour, now the documentary, going to Sundance, Hillary Clinton, you know, in the limelight, I guess. Does she intend to get back in this race? And I think that all indications are that she just might. All indications are that she will get in this race at some point. Look for Hillary Clinton to be in Milwaukee to pull the Democrats together or to pull the country apart, something like that. All right. So I've been seeing these headlines about coyotes attacking kids around the country. You've probably seen these as well. My experience with coyotes is they run the other way. Coyotes do not attack people. The history and the record of coyote attacks in America is almost non-existent because coyotes don't attack people. Well, something has changed, all right? Something has gone completely haywire. Soon we'll have zombies in the streets because something is wrong. Hear this story. A New Hampshire father had to step in and suffocate a coyote with his bare hands Monday because the beast had attacked his child. By the way, coyotes, 45 pounds, maybe they're not exactly huge. Ian O'Reilly walking with his wife and three kids on a trail near Jude's Pond in Kensington around 11 a.m. when the animal jumped out of the woods and grabbed the two-year-old child by the jacket. So say the police. A coyote just bounded from the shadows and attacked. That's when the dad went into full-on dad mode and protection mode, kicking the coyote before choking it. Now, O'Reilly told WFXT that he was running on instinct and adrenaline when he wrestled the beast to the ground, eventually killing it after about 10 minutes. There was no interest in it going away, so ultimately I had to make the decision to become the aggressor. I jumped on it, attacked it, was able to get it to the ground, and my hands were on its throat and snout. Suffocated it. Attaboy, Dad. Way to get it done. Probably an animal rights activist that just went haywire. Anyhow, ultimately, with one hand on its windpipe and one hand on its snout, did the trick. The dad was bitten in the arm. The toddler that was attacked originally did not break through the heavy winter coat. So the biting did not get to the skin, but Dad's skin was broken, so Dad gets to take the rabies shots. As much fun as that must be, but you have to be careful. But this is just the latest in headlines where coyotes attack. Now, coyotes are prevalent. They're ubiquitous. Now, if you don't realize this, they're all across this country. Most urban areas have coyotes. You may not see them, but Long Island, Manhattan, Detroit, Cleveland, there are coyotes in all of these big cities because they adapt very well. They can eat garbage. They can eat mice. They can eat rabbits. They can eat just about anything. And apparently, if they don't get fed well, they will go after the children, which I find shocking. Ivy and I have talked about this at length. I said, Ivy, coyotes don't attack people, because she was showing me these headlines. I said, they don't attack people. She goes, look right here. Yes, they do. I said, no, they don't. And now I say, maybe I was mistaken, because maybe there's something wrong. Maybe there's just too damn many coyotes. There is that possibility. Maybe there's just too many of them, and therefore they've, you know, coyotes have gone wild. They've gone off the reservation altogether. At any rate, I make you aware, because I don't want you to fall victim to the marauding coyotes in your neighborhood, which, yes, you have them. I was walking my property yesterday. I found coyote tracks, three different sets. Trust me, they're out there. All right, still to come on the program today. Where am I? Oh, yeah, here I am. Still to come on the program today. Liz Peek will be here. Ron Rademacher, Dr. John Lott will join us. Liz will be here in just a few minutes in hour number two. She wants to be here. Julie Gundlach also joining us here on the program today. Julie talking about vaping and taxation. Liz, of course, weighing in on the impeachment process and the fiasco going on inside the swamp. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and be sure to go to stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. If you want to drop me a line, please do. That's the place to do it. Back after this.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.